And let's redeem the time if we can and get started here this afternoon if I get a headset where I can hear. Thank you so much for being on board. And yes, it is the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year, Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, yeah. And, you know, Thanksgiving is part of what makes America, America. It really is. You know, they don't have this in other countries. They know about it, but it's not a holiday. And so we're grateful. And I want to ask you, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Here's what I want you to do. Let's take this program and let's spend our time doing that. What are you thankful for? Tell me your first name. Tell me where you're listening from. And tell me how you're listening. So you're John, you're listening, you're John, you're listening in Penrose, and you're listening to the AM. Tell me those three things. Then what are you grateful for? What are you most grateful for this Thanksgiving? 884-9427. And if you want to call, if you don't text, and they'll type it down and they'll text it to me. And then if you do text, you come straight to me. And that number is 577-1296, 577-1296, okay? 577-1296. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for here on Thanksgiving Eve? I think it's good for us to rehearse the things that we are thankful for. I do. And so call me or text me. 828-884-9427. That's the call line. The text line is 828-577-1296. Okay? And so let me know what you're grateful for on this Thanksgiving Eve. Okay? All right. Very quickly tell you that traffic is better than expected. Today's Friday, you know, as far as the end of the work week. And we've got some slowdown going up into Asheville, onto the bridge. You got your normal slowdown coming around Asheville westbound on 240, and then, of course, 240 inbound, 240 outbound. You are in good shape on I-26 all the way through. No problems there. You are not in such good shape on I-40. You've got that bridge out over at Harmon's Den, and so that's gonna be patient. There's a couple of miles of just barely rolling traffic, okay? And you got to merge off. Everybody's got to get in the right lane. Everybody's got to get in the right lane. So just go ahead and get over there, okay? Get in the right lane. It'll make things go faster. And coming back, it's the same way. Yeah, all it is, it's the same way. Coming back in on the eastbound side of that bridge closure, okay? All right, let me quickly give some more statistics here. Let me tell you that temperatures, it has been warmer today than yesterday. We are at, come on now, talk to me. It's not doing it. What's wrong? Here we go. Come on. Well, for whatever reason, it won't pop up, but it's supposed to. There it is. 5:54, 6 minutes till, it was 49 degrees in Asheville. We've dropped to 44 here, but a much nicer day as far as outside than yesterday was. Yesterday was just downright cold, and so had to shed some garments today. In Greenville, we are, and by the way, Greenville's traffic is better than normal, well, about like normal, okay? So nothing to brag about, but it is about like normal. And the airport is showing at 7 minutes till the hour, 51 degrees. Is their temperature. And looking at the weather forecast, we are looking at 29 for tonight, 59 in sunshine tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers tomorrow night, and they've upped the temperature to just above freezing. So it probably eliminates any chance of snow, maybe in the higher elevations only. Friday, it's going to be cooler. You'll notice it, 46 and sunshine on Friday. Take a coat because that north wind's going to be whipping. High pressure building in, 13 to 17 mile an hour with gust, as high as 26. And so as you're coming out of the shopping malls, it's going to be cold. Okay, 46, that's the high, but that wind is going to make it seem much colder. Friday night, 24, but the thing about it is we still got some light wind, 5 to 9. 53 Saturday, 31 Saturday night, 54 on Sunday, and rounding out your Thanksgiving weekend, 27 on Sunday night. A little moderation next week, 50 and 28 for Monday, 55 and 31 for Tuesday, and 57 by Wednesday. So, yeah, we're going to moderate a little bit as we go into the month of December, and I, for one, am glad. All right? And let me say this afternoon, we want to say thank you to the Midway Bible Baptist Church. They're sponsoring the day. And thankfulness to the Lord for being able to pay off their church loan this year after rebuilding from the fire in 2009. What about that? I was there when it was burning. I sure was. And we were involved in the reconstruction as well. And it's hard to believe it's been that long, 2009. But that's amazing that that congregation could pay off that debt in, 12 years. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So an arson burnt the church down. Yeah, sure did. And so, and then the network today is sponsored today in thankfulness for the Lord's blessings. And we say hallelujah for that. And speaking of the network, let me show you this. If you open the ABN app, and for whatever reason, it's slow opening. I don't know what that's about, but it is slow opening today. So this is twice it's done it to me on two different networks, and I don't know why it's doing that to me. Well, I'll come back to it, the rascal. He knew I was going to open it, so it's going to be delayed. Birthdays today, Mr. Jeremy Queen is celebrating, and he's out of town today, but congratulations going out to him. One day until Thanksgiving, 31 days until Christmas. And right now, the Christmas forecast is 7 to 8 degrees colder than normal. And there is a chance of snow for the Appalachians. And possibly down as far as our area. Yeah, it's true. It sure is. It sure is. And so, that's a possibility, Christmas. We're going to watch that closely throughout the month to see what transpires. All right. And this afternoon, roll call right quick. Birmingham, Homer, Miami, Canton, Blue Ridge, Lexington, Kies, Ann Arbor, Plymouth, Las Vegas, Nassau, Seneca Falls, Raleigh, Murphy, Weaverville, Silva, Lenore, Brevard, Hendersonville, Columbia, Fort Mill, Greenville, Rock Hill, Greer, Richardson, Houston, the United Kingdom, Europe, and a bunch of unknowns. Germany's in there, so thank you all for being with us here this afternoon. God bless you. Appreciate that very much. And so let me, all right, we're through with that. Let me, okay, so it's not loading. Daniel, I have no idea why, but it will not load. The app is not loading. Try it on yours and see what's up. If we've got an issue, what's the problem? But here's the announcement. Today at noon, the music channel became the Christmas channel. Yeah, and many of your favorite Southern Gospel artists. They are singing favorite Christmas songs. Gold City singing right now. Beautiful job on Silent Night. And so many of your traditional favorites, as well as the classics, you know, but also some of the newer Southern Gospel songs. And also some of your sentimental favorites, okay? Sacred and sentimental favorites on the music channel, and which is now the Christmas channel. All right, quickly, I'm going to get some folks on the AM. 4412, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you very much. Travis in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, listening on the app. Grateful for his family. Thank you. Melissa in Asheville, listening to the AM, thankful for her salvation. Robert, listening on the radio, thankful for all the Lord has done for him. The Nortons, listening to the radio, I don't know which one, but thankful for the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Juanita, listening to the AM in Hendersonville, thankful for the multiple facets of God, but God. I'm thankful for my personal church and work families. Without them all, I would not be the lady I am today. Amen. Good thought. Thank you, folks, for that. Also, this afternoon, Flat Rock, grateful for our founding fathers and our American spirit of resistance. Thank you. Let's see this afternoon. We have there's a wreck in front of Hogwild, okay, in Pisgah Forest. And so, let me send out Happy Thanksgiving to Brother Paez and Cabimas, Venezuela. And saludos cordiales, Cabimas, Venezuela. Cordial greetings from Cabimas, Venezuela. And so we appreciate and love our friends in Venezuela, we do. And Vanny is out of the hospital. He is grateful to be home from the hospital. Found ulcers in his colon, and that's where the bleeding was coming from. Thank you for praying for him. He, Pastor Vanny, is home. And so we're very glad for that. We're very glad for that. And Brianna is says she is thankful for her husband. And to God be the glory. And thank you so much. Let's see here. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for right now? So here's three things I need from you. Four things. Your first name. Where are you from? Where are you listening? And how you're listening. So app, FM, AM, how are you listening? Computer, how are you listening? And then tell us what you're grateful for. And you can do that by dialing 828-884-9427. And you can you can text 577-1296, 577-1296. Okay? That is, of course, the United States, and the area code is 828. And we will do more. This will continue on the FM. The AM will say goodnight to them in just a moment, but we'll continue on the FM and on the app and on the internet. And so stay tuned, okay? Jamie is thankful for WGCR, a sanctuary to come to in a crazy world. How kind. Thank you very much. And good to have Joel this afternoon, Teresa, Vanny, Jose. Glad to have Mary and Ann. Thank you all. Listening in Etowah, thankful for God's love and care. God's still in control. And this is from Francis. I say amen. Thank you. Good job. 577-1296. Text us. Tell us what you're grateful for this afternoon. Tell us what you're thankful for. Yeah, I need your name, where you're from, how you're listening, and what you're grateful for. Four things. Can you get that? Your name, where you're from, how you're listening, and what you're grateful for. Okay, just your first name. That's all I need. And just your first name in town. That'll be great. And we got folks listening all over, and we'd love to have a lot of folks respond to that. And so, thank you very much. We appreciate that. You can also respond on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page. You can actually watch us right now, and you can respond on Facebook. So folks that are overseas, you can log on to Anchor Broadcasting Facebook page, and we're doing a live, what we'll call visual radio, and the camera's here in the control room. And so you can watch me as I do the program. But the main thing is you can respond to us. And so they'll pop it up on my screen and tell me what you said, okay? All right. Lisa from Marshall, listening on the app. Thankful for the peace we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that so? Amen. Thank the Lord. Teresa, listening to the FM in Blantyre. So thankful for salvation and God's faithfulness. Amen. Wonderful. I love this. Glenda from Flat Rock, listening on the AM. Going to say goodbye to her here in just a moment. This time, WGCR Pisgah Forest concludes its broadcast day. Join us tomorrow morning at sunup for another broadcast day. And I think we're clear. And we are. And so I just about missed that one. And so if Glenda's on the AM, she probably didn't get to hear all of that. All right. So, it slipped up on me. Yeah, it cuts off whether I'm ready or not. So we don't want to be, that's all you have to say. Legally, you have to say your call letters and your town. That's all you have to say. But we try to do more than that usually. So, okay, here we go. Mary from Brevard, watching on Facebook, thankful for salvation. Excellent. Good job. Ruby from Brevard, thankful for our freedom. Yes, indeed. God bless you. Mrs. Pipes from Burnsville, listening on the internet, thankful and grateful for soul salvation and God giving me my husband. That's sweet. Thank you, Miss Pipes. God bless you. Excellent. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job. Wayne in Hendersonville on the app, grateful for his wife, Mitzi, our family, and our church. Hallelujah. And I'm proud to say Anchor is their church. God bless you, folks. 577-1296. Ain't this fun? 577-1296 puts the text right into me. Say, well, I don't text or I'm driving. Fine, call us. Call us. Just dictate it. Yeah, tell Brianna. She'll type it, and that's fine. So 828-884-9427. 828-884-9427. Okay? And that will put it into the phone line. And again, the 577-1296 puts it right straight into the app, into the iPad here. Okay? All right. Well, hallelujah. Well, we it's been a glorious day. It really has. It's been like Christmas for me today. Today Christmas bonuses went out. And the Lord has enabled us. We didn't do it. The Lord has enabled us to have a record year as far as Christmas bonuses are concerned for folks around the world. And I just say to God be the glory. I was up until late last night compiling the list. I was up this morning about daylight. No, it's four daylight. Actually, way four daylight. Working on it and then making phone calls and getting information from around the world. And I'm tired, but boy, am I happy. Boy, am I happy. Yeah, hallelujah. Karen from Pisgah Forest. Thankful for salvation and Anchor Baptist Church, listening to the FM. God bless you. Thank you. Tiffany from Brevard, listening to the FM. Thankful for salvation, my family, friends, and WGCR. Thank you. Kathy, thankful for my salvation, family, friends, church family, and the best pastor in the world. Bless her heart. And she's one of my flock. I love her and appreciate her. All the way out in Arkansas, thankful for salvation, my church and all my family, blood and not. Amen. Thank you. God bless you in Arkansas this afternoon. Well, the Lord has just been so good. How can I say? A year ago today, I was so sick that they tried to get me in the hospital. They wanted to put me in the hospital. My doctor was out of town. I had some real reservations. I was so sick, I finally agreed, okay, I'll go to, I went to urgent care. I said, okay, I'll go back to urgent care. So I went back to urgent care, and I was so sick they would not let me in the building. They come out in the parking lot and said, you can't come in here. You have to go to the ER. The problem is there were people waiting in the emergency room up to 8 hours on that particular day. I'd already checked. People laying on gurneys, and no one's allowed to go in with you. I was so weak I couldn't get up and down to go to the bathroom without help. I knew it wasn't going to work. Couldn't lay there without fluids, couldn't lay there without, you know, and I was too sick to care for myself. And so I told a little fib. I told the urgent care, okay. I just said, okay. And so they let me go. So we started toward Pardee. We got near our road. I said, turn in. And my wife goes, oh, no. And I go, look, I'll die if you take me over there. Please, turn in. And she said, no, you're going to hospital. I said, I refuse. I refuse. I will not. I said, take me home. I'm too sick to go. She took me home. And by the grace of God, but I'm just going to tell you, they brought Thanksgiving dinner and set it on the porch. And I just barely remember a little bit of it. Couldn't taste it. Didn't want it. It was miserable. I don't know that I've ever been any sicker. And of course, I had had major back surgery, and then I had a severe case of COVID. Severe fever. Couldn't get my fever down. I mean, my fever would stay up way up there in the higher ranges. Couldn't keep it down. And because I had had back surgery, I could not take NSAIDs of any kind. No ibuprofen, Motrin. Couldn't even take an aspirin. And the problem is, all I could have is Advil. And, of course, narcotics. And the problem with the, what I say, Tylenol. That's all I could have is Tylenol. And so the Tylenol alone just wasn't doing anything for me. And so I was miserable. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I was miserable. When I'd cough, I was still hurting my back and sore. And it was a miserable time, miserable weekend. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. And I'm grateful for a second chance, because I was pretty well at the end of my rope. And I didn't know for sure that I was going to make it. Started telling my wife, you know, funeral plans, and she didn't want to hear it. But I said, you have to listen. I can't say it twice. But, you know, God saw fit to let me recover from the back surgery and let me recover from the COVID. I still don't taste like I'm supposed to. My tongue feels like that I've drank really hot coffee. You know how your tongue feels? Or hot chocolate? You know how it feels? It's been a year. My tongue still feels like that. My tongue stays sore. It's what they call long-term COVID. But beyond that, I have worked construction 12-hour days, one day, 18-hour day. I've been working construction as far as taking the building down, demolition, and staying with the, you know, I don't pull and push everything they do, but I've staying with the teenagers. And so God did that, and I am grateful. I'm grateful to be alive, but I'm very grateful to have a full schedule. And I don't like doing the 18-hour days, but I can. And so, yeah. And so, bless the Lord. He did that, and I sure am grateful. Ron from Rossville, Georgia. Thankful to get to see my grandkids, Levi, Lydia, and Aaron Trask, this Saturday. That's going to make it. Grandpa Ferguson, that's going to make it Thanksgiving, isn't it? Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. I tell you, we miss them around here. Now, that's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And yes, God sure is great. Eloise from Jackson County, thankful for God's amazing grace on Facebook. And thank you. God bless you. Yeah. Ann from Green River, watching on Facebook, thankful for her salvation. I love it. Keep it coming. I just love it. Thank the Lord. So you can respond to us three ways on Facebook, Anchor Broadcasting. We're live, broadcasting live. We also, you can text us 577-1296. That's United States, area code 828. You can call us, area code 828-884-WGCR, 884-9427. And good to see Pakistan. Brother Akbar, what are you thankful for? All right, what are you thankful for? And all right, here's the Philippines logging in. Roki, what are you thankful for? What's your greatest, what are you most grateful for right now? Tell us, chime in here on Facebook. Let us know. We'll be glad to hear from you this afternoon. And Cricket, what are you most grateful for? Yeah, folks are popping in, popping up, and so a blessing. Thank you. God bless you. Oh, it is awesome. And Joel, you're supposed to come in through the app, but it's okay. I saw the phone. Joel in Lagao City, Philippines, watching from Facebook, thankful for salvation to be able to be trained and study at the Anchor Baptist Bible College in Pisgah Forest, being in the ministry now for almost 18 years. And having faithful partners in his vineyard. Amen, Joel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And here's his partner, Vanny. He said, what I'm thankful for, I'm thank the Lord for saving me and calling me and my family to the ministry, for the opportunity to serve the King of Kings. Thankful also that he gave me a third chance to live. Almost died from a motor vehicle accident in 2010, and again spared my life from the recent internal bleeding. The doctor said he would have died if he hadn't got to the hospital. And he said, my daily life is a miracle from the Lord. Another one of our students. Love you, Vanny. Mahal na mahal. Quito. Love you, my brother. Oh, happy day. Oh, isn't it good? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He's so good. Who would have ever dreamed from the little wide place in the road called Pisgah Forest that folks from around the world would be watching and listening and responding and fellowshipping? And isn't it amazing? We're different colors. We speak different languages. We come from entirely different backgrounds. Yet we have sweet, sweet fellowship in Christ Jesus. Isn't it something? I've got more. I've got more in common with folk, with the Christian family than I do my own family sometimes. Isn't that something? Cricket says, she says, I love it. She said, most grateful for my salvation and for my family. Thank you, Cricket. Sorry to put you on the spot. From the Philippines, one of my Philippine students who Skypes in every night to Bible college, Mr. Roque Murillo. He is actually one of Brother Timothy Owen, one of his young men in one of Timothy's churches in the Philippines. Timothy's from Balsam Grove, and Roque is a fine young man. And Roque says, I am thankful for the Lord for saving my soul October the 11th, 2018. So he's not been saved long, but he sure is growing. And I appreciate Roque. Yeah, and this is his third language, by the way. He operates in his third language. He speaks Cebuano first, Tagalog second, and third is English. But he goes to school in English. He does a really good job. He had a little trouble with his midterm and didn't pass. And it concerned me greatly. And so I had Joel to read it to him. And when he read it to him, he made 100. So it was the language. I thought he had the content. He just was struggling with the language and how I had worded the questions. And so once he read it to him, he made 100 on the second one. So he got to average the two, and he passed. So isn't that exciting? Oh, yeah. Isn't that exciting? Hallelujah. Well, the Lord's let us train a lot of young men from all over. And how thrilled we are, how grateful we are for those that are serving the Lord and for those that are making a difference. We're very thankful for that. Very excited about that. And God's raising up another crop, and we are thrilled to see that. From Pakistan, Pastor Akbar. Pastor Akbar says, I'm so grateful to you and all our benefactors for wonderful support and for Christmas gift for the preachers and food for the widows and gifts and food for all the kids for the Blessed Hope Baptist School, preschools, and Sunday schools. Hey, you don't know how much fun we've had, Pastor Akbar. I have had a ball. I have just had a ball. I was up late last night. I was up at 6 this morning working on it, and then most of the morning. And, oh, yeah, excited, my friend. I'm as excited as you are. I am. I'm so thrilled. And I told somebody, giving out the Change the World money that y'all called in, and all of it, you know, it's not us. It's through, see, what all we're doing is distributing what everybody sent in. And you ever play with the children in the summertime, get the water hose out, and they run by and you squirt them. You ever played that game? You ever done that? That's what I feel like. I feel like I've got the squirt end of the water hose, and the Lord is the spigot. Y'all are the hose, the conduit. And I'm just the guy on the end that gets to squirt the kids and listen to them giggle. That's the way I feel. Yeah, I'm just excited. Oh, good, good, good. Thank you, Lord. John says, thankful for the good preachers that stand for the word for this country, for my salvation and great family, listening on the FM. Thank you, John. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, what are you thankful for? What are you most grateful for today? You can go. I don't put anybody live over the radio, but you can tell us what you want to say, and I'll read it. And three ways to do it. You can text me right now at 577-1296. It takes me about 5 seconds to read it after you comes through. And so it'll be live in about 5 seconds, 577-1296. That's the 828 area code. You can call us. If you don't text, you can just call us. And you can call us at 828-884-9427, and they'll type what you say and shoot that to me. Or you can go on Facebook. And right now, if you go to our channel, Anchor Broadcasting, you'll see that we're live. We have visual radio right now. And you can respond there, and that'll pop straight into me. Okay? Another one from the Philippines. Good morning. Dave from Ligao in the Philippine Islands. Thankful to God for saving me for 5 years already, December the 1st, 2016, and putting me in Bible college and sustaining my needs. Amen, Dave. God bless you. That's great. All right. That's great. I'm gonna
skip that one, 5371. Sorry. Okay. We are very, very thankful, very, very grateful that the Lord has He sustained us in spite of all the things. In spite of politics, in spite of all the corruptness. But I got news for you. My hope was not in D.C. Now, I'm glad we had some good people in D.C. Had some godly people, had some praying people in D.C. My hope was never in D.C. No, it wasn't. My hope's never been in Raleigh. Even when we had a conservative, still didn't. My hope was never there because couldn't get the legislature to agree with them, and it was just a mess all the way around, just a mess. And, we've turned out, you know, the left would turn out a handful, we'd turn out 10,000, and they'd vote the wrong way every time. You know, my hope's not there. Still believe we ought to be active, still think we ought to do what we can, but my hope's in the Lord. And God can turn it around. There's no doubt that He can. But if He doesn't, everybody needs to get ready. Because soon and very soon, we'll be at a Thanksgiving banquet table. Hallelujah. And the Lord Himself will serve us. It's coming. It won't be long. It's not long now. It's coming. It's going to be soon and very soon. We're going to see the King. Oh, yeah. Really. I'm very serious. It's not long. Hallelujah. From the Arctic in Alaska, happy Thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for all His many blessings and the Lord letting us serve Him here. This is from the Youngbloods in Kiana, Alaska. And it's cold. Oh my goodness, we think it's cold here. I can tell you how cold it is there. I keep it on my app. And Kiana has 17 below right now and hazy. The high was 15 below. That was as warm as it got today. The low tonight's 21 below. Yeah. The sun set today at 3:35 p.m. You imagine that? Yeah. And when I say sunset, it, you know, you can see it in the horizon. It got, we got light, but it never got completely up. Yeah, how would you like to live like that? Yeah, so that's, yeah. Thankful to be in the Arctic in the wintertime, in the will of God. Isn't that something? Had a missionary teach me something one time. He was a missionary in El Salvador in the middle of their revolution, the Civil War. And he stayed neutral. He continued to pastor the people. It got so bad, he sent his family home. It got so bad. And he insisted on going back. And there were there was one of the, somebody said to him, said, well, you're crazy to go back, said that you're going to get killed. Going back to El Salvador in the middle of a civil war. And this was his statement. Roger Brock said, I'm safer in the will of God in San Salvador, El Salvador, in the middle of a war, than I am out of the will of God walking the streets of Brevard. I've never forgotten that. Yeah. And just another word from the Arctic. David's out hauling stove oil for one of the church widows while it's warm. Yeah, it got up to 15 below, and it's now 17 below. So before it gets cold, he's going to run and get some oil out for one of the widows while it's warm. Do you imagine? Yeah, they got the snowmobile out, and that's the problem. You have to run a snowmobile up there this time of year. No, it's cold on them things. I'm telling you, it's cold. Freeze to death. And Charles, I'm sorry I didn't get to speak to you Sunday. Charles says, grateful for my salvation and for God placing certain people in my life that have been an encouragement to me. Says, God is so good. It says, thank you all. Thank you for all that you do at WGCR. Well, thank you, my brother. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Gary from Fairview says, I'm thankful the Lord saved me and allows me to labor in his ministry. I'm thankful the Lord allowed me a few days ago to touch and see the first Bible ever printed in America by missionary John Elliott. The Bible was translated into the Native American language, the Algonquin Wampanoag language, by John Elliott in 1663. It was 100 years later before the first English Bible was printed in America. Praise the Lord for this wonderful opportunity. It was actually a little over 100 years. It would be about 110 years, roughly, before the Aitken Bible was printed. Yeah. Brother Gary, God bless you. Thank you for all you do among the Native Americans. Bless you. Hallelujah. 577, we'll quit at 6. So 577-1296 is the text line. The voice line is 828-884-9427 if you don't text. Or the Facebook. You can go on Facebook, Anchor Broadcasting, and you can respond on Facebook. Yeah, and you can do that way, okay? And just go to the Facebook page, Anchor Broadcasting, and you can do a response there. What are you most grateful for? On this Thanksgiving Eve, 2021, what are you most thankful for? What are you most grateful for? You see, being grateful and having an attitude of gratitude is something that gets God's attention. No, I'm very serious. The scriptures talk about it over and over and over. And like a hog in the trough never looks up to see where the blessings are coming from, if that's the way we handle it, then that's about our value. You know, an old hog, he never look up. You can slop the hogs and he'll never look up that chute, see where it's coming from. He just keeps his head down and keeps on eating. Yeah. Well, we need to lift our heads, don't we? Need to lift our heads and realize from whom all blessings flow. What a God, what a Savior, what a blessing. And I say hallelujah. We'll have Christmas music on Friday for you to shop by. We'll have a mixture. We'll be switching to Christmas overnight. On the FM and on the app, we have already switched all Christmas on the music channel. And so if you'd like to Southern Gospel style Christmas music, it's all Christmas. And someone says, most thankful that Jesus paid it all and it was done. That's right. That's right. Excellent. He did. Paid it all. All Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Yeah. Let's remember all of the firemen, paramedics, policemen, nurses, doctors. They won't be doing the noonday meal tomorrow with their family. They'll eat a sandwich, or they'll eat out of the cafeteria, or they'll whatever. Because they have to postpone it because they have to work. They got to keep things going. Let's remember all them. Let's also pray that for all those that will be away from their families this Thanksgiving Day because they're in the hospitals. Many, many, many still in the COVID wards. Many are in ICU. Many are on respirators. And it's still bad. It's still bad. And so let's pray that God will touch them and help them and bless them. Okay? Daniel says, thankful for a wife to pray with, a son to play with, and the Lord Jesus Christ who gives us his presence to us. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Somebody's asking about Reggie. I have not gotten an update. I don't know. I've not heard this week how Reggie is. Not sure. Okay. All right. Well, let me just give you a little bit of program information. We're on holiday schedule today or tomorrow and Friday. We will be back on Monday. Okay. We only have a couple of days next week that the AM is with us. We will continue to do drive time, prayer time, on in December. I won't be here all the time, but in some days it can may be recorded. But Monday and Tuesday, the last 2 days, and then starting Wednesday, we cut off at 5:15, so I won't start it. I might just say a word as we go off the air, but I won't start. You know, so the program will come on, but it'll be just after the FM or the AM leaves. Okay? Yeah. So that starts on the 1st, December the 1st, starts on Wednesday. Yeah. All right. All through, all done. Okay. Joseph says, I'm thankful that the Lord saved me for the mercy and grace that was bestowed on me as a sinner so unworthy. Thank God for all at WGCR for the encouragement I receive from this station. Thank you, Joseph. God bless you. To God be the glory. Well, the Lord sure has honored us with his presence in these days, hadn't he? And again, thank you for all you did for the children and changed the world. Thank you from the deep of our heart. Thank you. And also, let me say, and we were able to feed in Bolivia, feed in Venezuela. We're able to feed, oh yeah. And as far as I know, no need went unmet, as far as I know. So bless the Lord for that. 1,550 children in India. Yeah. Hundreds in Pakistan, hundreds and hundreds in Philippines, hundreds and hundreds in Venezuela. Yeah, it's exciting. Thank you. Again, thank you. God bless you for all that you did. Our Father, I pray that you would bless your people. Thank you, Lord, on this eve of Thanksgiving. Lord, may this not be the only time that we lift up our unworthy heads and give thanks. Lord, may we, as your people, have an attitude of gratitude every day that we live, realizing that it's you and you alone is the reason that we exist. And so, Lord, help us, I pray, be mindful of those that are not having a happy Thanksgiving. And Lord, at the same time, help us to enjoy the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And Lord, whether it's a crowd or by ourselves, Lord, we want to say thank you for the privilege just to worship you and just to realize that you love us and gave yourself for us. Bless your people during the days of this weekend. We'll give you the glory, for we ask it and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. One quick word. Tonight is our Thanksgiving service. It's just testimonies. And so we look forward to that, but it will be a different format. I will not preach tonight. I'll let God's people have their time at the microphone, okay? All right. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you, the Lord willing, Monday afternoon. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you is our prayer.